So we say, you have captured my heart and consumed my heart with your love.
Yeah. Yes, God.
Yes.
You have captured my heart, consumed my heart with your love.
Lord, my past is hid in you. My history and my journey are not hid from you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the pain of the past has lost its sting, and I'm no longer a slave to my mistakes. In the name of Jesus, I embrace and receive with thanksgiving the free gift of righteousness in Christ. I am who you say I am.
Yeah.
I have what you say I have.
Yeah.
And I can do what you say I can do.
Yes, Lord.
This year, help me set my gaze forward. I will no longer be distracted by the noise all around me. Help me hear your voice crystal clear. I take hold of the future I have in you from today, Jesus. I press into the mark of my high calling in you. Sharpen me for the unique race you have set before me. In the name of Jesus, I will not be distracted. I will not be distracted. Lord, I will not be distracted. My strength will not wane. My battle axe will not sink. My joy will not die. My vision will not be blurred. My life will not lose its accuracy or essence. I declare that I'm a salt that seasons. I will not lose my tastiness. In the name of Jesus, I walk in greater distinct revelation of my divine destiny this year. I do not chase after the winds or humanly fabricated ideas. I walk in divine precision and purpose. I walk in precision and purpose. This year, I walk with a 0% error margin. I walk with a 0% error margin. It's my accurate year. The revelation of my purpose awakens my soul and my spirit, and I press into more of God. I press into more of you. I press more into you, O God. I draw from my heavenly Father right now, and I drink daily from the fountains of eternal life. I drink daily from the fountains of eternal life. I drink daily from the provisions of the covenant. In the name of Jesus, I'm awake unto my destiny. I receive the prophetic scrolls of my specific assignment this year, and it is laid on my heart what I must know to open up the next season of my life. the dimensions of wisdom that can carry the coming wealth shift, Jesus Christ, lay upon my spirit. The dimensions of wisdom that can carry the forthcoming wealth shift, laid upon my spirit, oh God. The dimensions of consecration that can command the coming dispensation of glory, show me, Lord, and lead me into it. Concerning the global takeover and the mandate of enthronement that you have declared over your church in this season, Father, position me. Position my family. Position the body of Christ. Position my local assembly. Position my marriage. Position my husband. Position my children. Position my spiritual children. Position the country Nigeria. Position the African continent for this global takeover that you have declared upon the church. We are positioned to take our portion and to hold our own place in the name of Jesus. Black holes, endrecos, lacrosto, parianda, labasta, le baragadas, endregedegedos, locrusto, parianda, labasta. I walk in authority, yeah. I walk in revelation, yeah. I walk in counsel, I walk in might, in the name of Jesus. I'm an accurate believer. I see clearly, I execute accurately, I obey immediately. In the name of Jesus, as you hand me the spoil, Lord, I dig right in into the harvest. For this is the very year I'm stepping into houses I didn't build. I'm taking over orchards I didn't plant.
Hallelujah.
I'm moving into cities I know nothing of.
Hallelujah.
And the harvest of those who have gone before me, I step into it.
Hallelujah.
Now. Though they labored for it, you have by divine providence positioned me into it.
Hallelujah.
It's the time and it's the hour and I'm the man for the job in the name of Jesus. This year, Lord, I'm part of the ready generation. We will not be afraid and we will not think we are too small for the mandate. I am right in line to be sent. I'm right in line to be propelled, right in line to be ordained. I arise as a giant for God's glory. I will not judge myself by societal conclusions or ramifications in the flesh. I'm the man for the job because you ordained me for it. I'm raised by the hands of the Almighty. My arms are strengthened by the hands of the Almighty. What no man can say, what no man can do, what no man can create, what no man can give, what no man can hand to me has been delivered to me by the Most High. In the name of Jesus, this year I spring up supernaturally into a divine upgrade. I spring up supernaturally into a divine upgrade. I press into the abundant supply that has been reserved for sons. I will not walk on my bare foot. In the name of Jesus, I will not fail my tests. In the name of Jesus, I see the ways of the Lord upon the earth, and I'm a partaker of his wisdom. Hey, glory to God. I stand today as a David speaking over his mighty men, as a voice raised over my generation and over my local assembly. I declare in the name of Jesus that the hearts of sons and daughters are drawn into the work of God. That no one who is called by the name of God in this land, in my generation, will turn away from the path of righteousness. I bless you from my heart and I declare that you are kept from backsliding. You are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but you believe unto the saving of your soul. Wherever you may be across the nations of the earth, everyone who belongs to the baptism, everyone who belongs to the redemption, called by the name of God, preserved from harm and delivered from blame, everyone who has been redeemed by the wonder working power in the blood, this is the year to arise and to shine, for your light has come and the glory of God has risen upon you. You will not be cut short and you will not be wasted. The vision of God in your heart will not be frustrated. Your light will not be dim and your vision will not be blurred. You see clearly, you hear clearly, and you have understanding. It doesn't matter what surrounds you or the kind of pressure around your life. I declare that you will stand out because the force of grace will lift you. You're lifted by the force of grace. Everyone called to ministry, press on in the name of Jesus as a blameless church. Your voice will not be quiet in the land. Your heart will not be afraid. Your past failures and fears will not hold you back. The image of the Lord Jesus exalted in glory will be clear before your spirit, and your eyes will see the Lord. Upon that sight, you will run and you will not be weary. You will walk and you will not faint. You mount up with wings as eagles. Hey, bokos, elibos, tekuza. Difrekelas in the baros. Lipukusha, energize and equip our generation for the work. Empower your people for the work. In the name of Jesus, we build according to dimensions. We will not be afraid. We will not be distracted. We will not be wasted. Lord, our strong men, oh God, will go to war. In the name of Jesus, and those who are at home will finish the slaying of the giant from the corners of their bedrooms. In the name of Jesus, no man will be small. No one will be enticed to seek the Lord, for each one will arise in the pursuit of his God. We are ready. We are the ready generation. Sharpen our swords and elevate our voice. Baptize us in courage. Let each man take his corner. We heed the clarion call and we are armored for victory. In the name of Jesus, fully armored, fully armored. Lord, carnality will not weigh down our fathers. Preserve our fathers, those you've sent ahead of us. Lord, their vision would not be too dim to see what you're doing with the next generation. Let fathers begin to put their hands upon sons and hand over to them the baton alongside the wisdom, that they may run with new strength. Fathers will no longer be turned against sons. Daughters will no longer be turned against mothers. Our brothers and our sisters will not draw the sword against one another. Lord, regulate us according to your plan and your pattern. Let the blueprint of the Spirit weigh so strongly, imposing heaven on earth in the midst of the church. Lord, we know that judgment has already begun from your house. So we ask in the name of Jesus for your mercy, that you would turn your sons and your daughters back to repentance, and that in godly sorrow we will see where we have erred, that we might come back home. I declare in the name of Jesus that the prodigal sons are coming back home. From all parts of the earth, Jesus, the prodigal sons are coming back home. They're coming back home. I see them coming back home. Our sons and our daughters will be nursed at our sides. They will not be far away. Those who carry church wounds, spiritual leader wounds, parent wounds, wounds of slander, wounds of deceit and abuse, Father, Lord, we speak on the behalf of those who are broken down, that you will pick them up again. No one will be turned out of the way. We strengthen the feeble hands, oh God, and the knees that droop, we make straight. Have mercy on your church. Start all over again with us. Lord, we welcome this prophetic dispensation, where the least amongst us will be strong, and they will take the mountains. The youngest amongst us will discern the vision and they will run according to pattern. In the name of Jesus, no one will be held back or pulled down. Together we will rise for the sake of your work. For the sake of your work. For the sake of your work. I see sharpened swords. I see armor is made ready. Step us into formation. Help us to see where you have put us. And as the shaking begins in all parts of the earth, because there must be a shaking so that which should stay will stay. That which should not stay departs. Let your mercy preserve everyone who is called by your name.